first. Go in front of me. Now, Toys, you have to cash from the Gemara in Shabbos, and Toys, Terence says, depends. If you start on a derech, you're taking a trip together, you and your Rebbe, then about you have to mechabed Rebbe on the trip. He has always to be in front of you. That means if you start out yourself, and on the road you meet somebody else, you meet your Rebbe walking, you're not mechuyev to slow down to let him walk first. Then there's a mechabed bedrochim. If you first meet him in the derech, you don't have to be mechabed him. But if you start out the whole trip yourself, then you have to be mechabed him. We'll soon see if in the mice like this. Loi gedayim mezumas drashi b'mfilas mayim achreinim. And moash mayim achreinim is no mean of kibbut. So the more Rovin v'abaya have you ka'azli b'yucha. They both might have started off the trip together, so they're going on the derech. Kod mecham with the Rovin with Abayis. Abaye was the Rebbe, and all of a sudden, Rovin's chamor, Rovin's donkey, went ahead of Abaye's donkey. V'lo yomalei, and Rovin didn't turn back and say, Nezamal. He didn't like excuse himself and say to the Rebbe's donkey, come on, move, you go in front. He didn't tell him. Nezamal. Omar, so Abaye got a little embarrassed, got a little angry. Omar Abaye said, "Me the sola came rabbi marava." When this person, Rovin, came back from Eretz Yisrael, God played daite is a little bit of a bagayvenik. That's why he's not being mechabed me. He's going in front of me. Right? The key motla pischa to make mission that came to shul. Omar lay then Rovin told Abaye, "Neomar, now be mechabed you. You go in first. I'll wait for you to go in first." Omar lay. So Abaye told back to him. V'yad hashto lav marano, and until now I wasn't your Rebbe. How come you didn't give me cover in the middle of the derech? When we're going on the derech and your chamor went in front of me, you didn't say back to me, I should go first. But now that we came to the Beit Mishnah, now you're giving me cover. Then why didn't you give me cover before? Or Malay, Rovin answered back, Hoch young Rabbi Yechon, this is where I learned from Rabbi Yechonon. And Mechavdin, you're not required to give cover that we have before in the drachim. We're going on the way. Ela betesach. One of his Rebbe's chamor, he didn't care about it. There's no need of kibbut. But later, when they're coming into the shul, then he bedafka waited to let his Rebbe come in first. The yispei the more makes a diyuk. The yispei mezuzah in the lespei mezuzah loy mashma mitzias. It has to have a mezuzah on this Pesach. And if there's no mezuzah there, then there's also no winning of covet. Is that true? Elo meyatoi vazoi beis hakneses or beis hamedrash to lespei mezuzah smikar adin. The beis hakneses doesn't need a mezuzah. The mice wouldn't know yet to put a mezuzah on, because how to shame, sometimes people sleep there, people eat there, how to shame bira. But mikra din, a baked nishi, you don't live there at all, you just come to daven there, you're not mechuyev to put a mezuzah. So kura baked kanishta, baked hamedrish, not mechuyev in a mezuzah, so hochi nami dein mechabdin. You want to tell me also there's no inyan of kibbut? So esh nesakash and Rovin. Because here it says when Rovin came to go into shul, there he waited for Abaye, let Abaye go in first. So he was mechabed Abaye. Why? Because of Yechon's memra, you have to be mechabed by a Pesach sheish b'mezuzah. So the question is, the basic Knesset doesn't have a mezuzah. So why are we mechabed him here? Ela meant to say, Eima b'Pesach haruya l'mezuzah. Not that the Mitzias has to be a mezuzah there. It means any type of an entrance into a house, into a mokim, a yuchid, that Pesach is an inyan of kibbutz. Not that you have to have the mezuzah. Just means it's a doorway that's roy to have a mezuzah. If people would be living here, you would have to have a mezuzah, so then you have to give your Rebbe covet. But on derech, you don't have to give him kavod. Shrashi in Marovo, lefi shoyu Rovin rogol alas mibavol Eretz Yisrael. His Rovin, which was Abaye's Talmud, used to go up to Eretz Yisrael and learn there. V'loy mohu dvar of mishmosh Rabbi Yechonon, and he would learn from Rabbi Yechonon in Eretz Yisrael and say other members from him. So he said, the Pesach ruil mezuzah klima, the kenisas kol psachim lemute drachim epirtzus. He didn't mean to say that Pesach mamish has to have a mezuzah. The ikur is, there's no chiyuv kibbud when you're in an open place, or else in the drachim there's no hilchas kibbud. That's the way Rovin holds. What?
If that's all he means,
why don't you just say Pesach? Maybe a chur apirtzis, Tosis says. A pirtzis, the big pirtzis. A pirtzis also may look like a Pesach. If the whole wall is opened up, unless you have only three walls to room, and you come in, the whole pirtzis is opened up. So that would also be called maybe like a Pesach, maybe that's also called a Pesach. That you have no chiyuv kibbud. Has to be a Pesach that has halacha that it's roy to have a mezuzah there. It has to have like an indention coming in. But so chur mashma that Abaye held the same way Tosis said halacha, that if you start off the derech together, if you're traveling together, then there's an of kibbud even on the way. Even when you're traveling, you have to let your Rebbe go first. And this halacha of a mechabdin bedrochim, that's only where you start meet the person in the street. And that's where it's brought down the law, what Tosis says.
What's the reason why is the bridge any different than the derech? because maybe it's narrow, like a derech is wide, you think so you could go ahead and ready, but if it's narrow, you have to learn.
Good. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda Brei Derav Shmuel Bar Shelis Mishmei Derav Ein HaMesubin Rishoyin Lechol Klum Ad Sheyitam HaBotzei. The Chur is talking about when one person is making the Moitzi for everybody. So when he makes the Moitzi, he has to be the first one to eat from the Moitzi first, and then he should give out, not the other people eat. But his other people should not eat from the Moitzi before he does. No, Geya Mola Balabos and Shabbos, he makes Hamoitzi, he cuts up the Lechem, he hands out pieces to everybody, and then he goes to eat. So even if he does that, the people that receive the Lechem should not allow to eat it until the Mavorach eats it first. So the Batsayim is the one that made the bracha till he has to eat first. Right? Yosef Rav Safra, will come, Rav Safra said over the same memory, but a different Lashon, Litan. So the locher is Einam Asub, the people are sitting there, not Rishoy Litoin. Litoin Itma, that's the way it was said over. For the Gemara Lamaynaf Kamin, it's the exact same halacha though, that you're not allowed to either Sheyitoin or Litoin is the same thing. Maynaf Kamino, that Kamin is Shechayi Vodem Loime B'Loshon Rabbis. Then you have to say over the exact same Loshon the Rebbe said. Since the Rebbe said a Loshon of Litoin, that's the way he's supposed to say. That's how Shashi Litoin Itma, and Chiluk Vidover, El Shechayi Loime B'Loshon Rabbis. But halacha, this place has a ganzer riches here. This halacha is only if you're being moitzah them with your bracha. When you're saying the moitzah lechem in aretz, so they're being moitzah from your bracha, then they should not eat unless you eat first. Let's say everybody makes their own bracha, then there's no inyan, though. Even though you're the bala boss and you made a moitzah first and you didn't eat yet, if they made a moitzah, then they're allowed to sit down to eat. You don't have this halacha. Another chiddush Torah says is it depends. And let's say everybody has their own shtikl lechem. Everybody has like one bukov. But shalon, everybody has their own lechem. Just I'm making the moitzi to moitzi the rabbin. Then everybody's allowed to eat before I eat. It's only halacha if I'm the moitzi, I'm making the broch, and I'm cutting the challah, and I'm giving from my lechem to everybody. Then they're not allowed to eat before I eat. But if they're not taking from my lechem, they have their own lechem in front of them. They're only being moitzi from my broch, then the other people are allowed to eat first. So the lechem mishnah, they have to wait for you also. Because since lechem mishnah, they have to come on to your lechem. Because their bread is not enough. They don't have lechem mishnah. So when you make lechem mishnah, they are supposed to eat from your bread also. So then they should not eat before you eat. So the shalom is the hadabalabash should be known. When he makes the lechem mishnah and he cuts off the lechem, one hanogir is that he cuts up the lechem for everybody, he passes it around, and then he eats. But the Taz said that's not a good hanogah, because you're being mafsig in between. So when you make the moitzi, you're supposed to cut one slice, and the best thing, and you eat first. Then you cut the rest and hand out. But the other hugger, the Mogen Avraham says the other hugger though, is that he cuts slices, gives out to everybody, but that's for sure, then not allowed to eat until the one that makes the mavarach, he eats first.
Before he eats himself, he's allowed to
tell
someone, pass it down, pass it to him.
No. Shalom Nechob Klum, Achi Yitim Otsay. Yosef Rav Safra, Kom, Tana Rabon, Shnayim Mamtim Zele Ze Bekara. Then you have Midrash of Derech Eretz, if two people eating from the same plate, they have a bowl in the middle, two people eating there, and they're both taken from the bowl, both eating together. Is Mamtim Zele Ze Bekara. Now one person gets very thirsty, and he has to stop eating, and he wants to take a drink. The other person can continue eating the whole portion, finish the whole portion. So it's not nice that you should continue eating while he's waiting. So if he took a break to take a drink, you should wait until Yechava finishes drinking, and then you continue eating together. Shleishiv, you have three people eating from the same plate, then a mamtinim. Then if one person stops to take a drink, the other two do not have to wait for the third person to come back. He takes a drink, they can continue eating. Haboitzaya, who poishit yodr tchila? The one that made the moitzi, the one that made the bracha was moitzi, everybody. Since he made the bracha as midas derecheres, he should be the first one to get a portion. Whereas in the case where there's self-service, the big bowl in the middle of the table, he should be the first one to take from it. Haboitzaya, who poishit yodr tchila? V'imbo lechala kovo the rabbi and the misha godem menu hershus biyodi. But even though he made a moitzi, later when it comes to take the portions, he says, give my Rebbe the portion first, that he's allowed to. It could be in the chalakovah to somebody else. Rabba Barbachona Hevi Astaglan the Brain was marrying off his son, Beirav Shmuel, they made a chastamer of Shmuel's house, Beirav Shmuel, Barav Ktini. Is Kodem the Yosef of Kamastik. Very interesting. Right by the chasna, the father sat down with the chosin and taught the chosin Hilchasuda. Rashi says, because the chosin is the one that makes the moitzi by the chasna. So you want to make sure the chosin knows how to make a moitzi. So right by this chasna, right before the chosin sat down to make the moitzi, he learned with them these halachas. As Yosef of Kamastik Lelebre went down to sit and teach his son. Ein habotzeya rishoy liptzoya hachiyichlo omein mipioinim. That the when you make the moitzi, and you're moitzi the rabbim, you're not allowed to cut the bread until everybody eats his omen. But this is the gemara we had before, that when eating yourself, when you have a lechem, you first make the whole bracha, ha-moitzi lechem min oretz, and then you first cut the bread. But the whole bracha should be set on a pasholim. Now the chiddush here is, when people enter omen, it's also part of the bracha. Therefore, if you're going to cut the challah before they enter omen, it's like you're cutting the challah before the bracha ended. So you're not supposed to cut the chal until everybody enters on me, since it's part of the bracha. So Drashi. Kodem the Drashi, Rabba Barbachona Leishiv al Ashuchan, Velishnais Livnoi Hilchasuda. He sat down by the chasn and taught his son Hilchasuda. If he shachosin rogol upsoya, the chasn is the one to make the moitzi. Boy, Yimalam, the hech yasi, he wants to teach his son right now how to make the moitzi. Lifsoya, lifre saprusa, to cut the piece of bread. Minapas. Okay, so you might see the rabbin, so you shouldn't cut before the answer amen. That's also part of the bracha. He. The yarmino perikates the mavorchim, so shetichla bracha kodem apziya. You have to finish the whole hamoitz lechem in oretz before you cut the bread. That the whole bracha should be going on a pasholim. So if the amen is part of the bracha, you should not cut until the answer amen. You're right. Right. You're right. There's a case where they're going to be with this bracha, right? He made the mitzi. In the machaz that was, we said without the here by chas by yisudas a roi dam hagus melech that one should make the rabbi. Where you have haseba, his manachazal is inyan to want to mitzi everybody. We just said this manachazal we're not learning that way because we don't have to listen to one another so good. It's better to make your own brachas. But miyikur adin roi dam hagus melech one should make everybody. Rav Chizda Amar Mipi Roivayim. You have to wait for everybody. Now, be rove people finish the answer in 1 minute. Enough. Omale Rami Bachama, Maishin Aruba. And what was that? Because you have to wait for Roiv. Yeah, Kati Loikal Yabracha, because they didn't finish answering the Omen. If the Bracha wasn't finished yet, Miyuta Nami. So, Chuy should have to wait for the last person. If you have 100 people by the Suda, and you're saying the Moitzi to everybody. So, 90 people finished answering Omen. But since 10 didn't finish yet, so those 10 Omen are part of the Bracha. You should wait for those 10 also. And the Gemara. Amalei Shani Yomer Kol Omen Omen Yosef Midai Enival Atayla. Those 10 people are taking too long answering Omen. If you stretch it out too long, it's no good. The pshat is you changed the word already. Omen doesn't sound like Omen. So to say it too long, you're not doing right. Shinama Chiv to wait for one to stretch it out. So Mela, when Roy finished, that's called a normal Omen. That's called the bracha finished. Tana Rabbona Ein of Einin Loi Omen Chatufa. You're not supposed to chap the Omen answering Omen Chatufa. So Rashi, that means Shakurin es Aleph bechatif. Some say means with a shvo. Name, you just say. You leave out. You don't say oh. You don't have the commas under the Aleph. You just say name. V'lei v'lei bepatach v'yem a name. V'ut sarach lema omen. You have to say with a commas under the Aleph. So chtufa means you like chap the Aleph. You just emphasize the end. The name, you just say. You shouldn't say that v'loi omen ketufa. You shouldn't like swallow it up and don't say the end of it. Rashi ketufa shemachasa kriyas hanun. You say That's all. You don't say omen. Shainu Maitsio Bateh Shatani Keras. You don't say Amen. You like swallow the end. Veloy Amen Yisaima. You're not supposed to answer Amen Yisaima. So Rashi learns that means Yisaima means Shaloy Sham HaBrocha. If you do not hear the Brocha, you should not answer Amen. Elisha Shama Shainim Amen. If you hear people stop saying Amen, you're not supposed to answer Amen. Ro the Yarmin Aibachil of the Gemara in Sukkah, it says, Shaloy Achsandria Shalmitzrayim. They had such a big basic kinesis there that there are thousands of people there. So the Shesiba was davening, it's not shy for everybody to hear the bracha. So out of the people in the back, the few thousand people in the back, interrupting, they used to have a waving. While your manif in the sword, you used to have a flag up. And when it came to the end of the bracha, they waved the flag. Everybody in the back knew it's time to answer amen. So you see, you're allowed to answer amen even though you didn't hear the bracha. Kishagiya eith lanas amen. Alma lo shmiya vakanu. You didn't hear, you're allowed to answer. Hanu made the idea. Over there, they at least knew which bracha the Shesiba was saying. Shemayim amachet bracha. They knew they followed along the Chazaras HaShatz, So her, the first where, the first one, that's Morgan Avram. The next one's Mechaye Mason. So they knew exactly which bracha he's saying, even though they didn't hear it, then you could answer on me. For the case you don't know which bracha to answer Amen, that's the halacha, you're better off not saying Amen. It's very no good, no, because that's a shas. You come in, you don't know where he's holding. All of a sudden people saying Amen, Amen. It's not good. That's called Amen Yisayma. If you don't know which bracha you're answering, you shouldn't say Amen. So, Betchili, you're supposed to hear the bracha. If you didn't hear the bracha, but at least you know where he's holding, you know which one he said, then you could answer Amen. Okay. But if you don't know what bracha he said, you shouldn't answer Amen. It's called Amen Yisayma.
Can't hear the
Mavarach's bracha. That'll be good, right? Then you know what he's saying, right? You shouldn't say the bracha very fast, you're just throwing out of your mouth. Trashi ben Mehira saying it very fast, Shademolov Kamasli, Ella Shechai Kavu Aloy. It should be like a chayk, like you have to say it, not like a masa, it's like a tirda. You shouldn't throw the bracha out of your mouth. Ben Azla Yomer, Koloima Omen Yisayma, whoever answered this Omen Yisayma, is Yil Bon of Yisayma, Rahman. So, however, Kolo, his kids will become Yisayma. So it's not good idea to the Amen. Chatufa, if you chap the brach, the Amen means you don't say the oh. You just say main, is just chortenu yomav. Don't chap your life and you'll have a short life. Chatufa, if you swallow the Amen, you don't say the end of the noon, is your chortenu yomav. They'll swallow up your life also. Chukol hamarech b'amen, but if you say Amen normally, nicely, marichin l'yomav v'shnoisev, then it's a good thing. The Torah speaks out. According to Stira, before we said that, why don't you wait for everybody to answer Amen? Because if you answer too long, Yaisim and I, it's no good. And here we're saying, if you answer Amen, Marichin, it's good. The Torah says, Kol Amarach Bamin, Marichin, Yom of Shnesov. Vavach, La Yarach, Yaisim and I. But Avad, you can't answer Tomei. Too long. Too long is no good. Vataimo, the Fishain, Kriyosa, Hateva, Kimashimo. Kishu, Marach, Yaisim and I. And say it too long, it doesn't sound different. Amen. Doesn't sound like the right word. It's a different word already. You're supposed to say Amen nicely, pronounce it nicely. And that's the law like that. That if rove people finish saying Amen, they answer Amen nicely, that's called the bracha is finished. Either a few people are stretching out their Amens, don't worry about them. That's the Toya. Right. Rabbi Shmuel have a Yasfi Besuda. Rabbi Shmuel both sitting down in the Suda. Also, Rav Simi Barchia. So first Rav and Shmuel sat down to eat. There was no birchas hazimun yet. Two people eating, they're supposed to bench themselves. Now when they got finished eating, then Rav Simon Bar Chiya came in. Have become Masar V'yochol. So Rav Simon Bar Chiya saw that they finished eating, they're about to bench. So he chapped around and ate something very fast. Could eat some Masar for them, Bezimun, V'yochol. So Omalei Rav told him, my Daitcho, what are you chapping around to eat fast right now? With the Rufay Bahadein, you want to be Masar with us and have a birchas hazimun. That should be three of us. We got finished eating already. But since we had our dessert already, we finished the Sudan, now your first coming, there's no tzirah, like we had before. Where the Achi of Zimun, either three people started eating together, or else they finished eating together. But here you have nothing. Here we already started, and we already finished already. So what's that? Now you make a birchah, it won't help if you finish, if you eat now. Amalei Shmuel answered back, no, and we hold like Shmuel, Ilu Ma'isili, if you'll still bring me now the shmak of dessert teeth, you know what, I'll still eat it. You'll still bring me now Ardila, good mushrooms, the guzla, good chicken, good roasted chicken, La'aba means to Shmuel, to Rav, I'll give it to you, Mila Yachlinon, won't you still eat it? So, that's the shear. In other words, if you're full to the gills that you can't eat anymore, so you're talking, your suit is finished. Then if a third person comes and sits down to eat, he's not mispar with you. Because you're not filled up, even though you have your dessert, you finished eating. But if there's still some room for you, that if they would bring something that you love, you would still eat it right now, so it's not considered your suda ended yet. So Mele, he could eat something fast, and it's considered now all three finished eating together. It's Kozuman, you could eat something, your suda is like still continuing. That's what? Even though you didn't eat, right. That place just says, but Abi, you didn't say Havlon in the Baruch. I mean, if you washed my Machreinim already, you already said Havlon in the Baruch, since then it's also for you to eat, then it won't help. But Kozuman, you didn't say Havlon in the Baruch, you didn't wash my Machreinim. Since you could eat right now, that's considered the sud is still going on. So the third person comes and hops around and eats something fair, the kenag is him. What? You're right. So? Both of them. Both. Is that called the finish the sud yet? Drashi? Achlinu lo drashi gomanu lo so desainu. So first Rav told him, what are you doing? We finished eating already. Kaidim Shabbos before you came. V'yato mechareinu, why the zimun? You can't be mechayvus anymore. We already finished eating the suda. We can't have a chiyuv zimun now. So Shmuel answered back, Ilo Maisli Ardilo, the Goizl Yabo. Means Shmuel Chavivim Olav Ardili, Shmuel loved this Ardili, Bikinu Asud at the end of the meal. Then Tamei Patrius, he liked type of mushrooms, he liked to eat. So he said, if you give me mushrooms now, I've got to leave it. Well, the Rav, and Rav, why Chavivim Goizlus? Rav liked a shmaka chicken, he liked their roasted chicken. Shmuel called Rav like Abba, like my father. So he meant to say, Milo Yachlin, it's Rash Yilkach. Legomru Sudosum Starv is not considered like we finished our Suda yet, since we could eat if we would have it here, so we can still have it too. That's the way we pass them with it. Right then? Talmide the Rav have the Yasvi be Sudosa. Talmide the Rav was sitting down in the Suda. Eo Ravacha got up. Amri also Gavra Rabba the Vorachla. So he said, now, big person came in right now, let him bench for us. Omalahu, Misav Risu, the God of Mavorach, do you hold that the God should bench? Ikiv the Sodosim of Mavorach. Currently, Ikiv one with the people that were there first, they should bench. The question here was, first you had three or four people eating a Sud together. And then another Choshev came to staff with them, and then they finished eating. So they wanted to be Mechabda the Yodim Godel to bench. They answered back, no, the Churu the Iker Asudu, means the people that started to eat together, since they had the Chiyu Zimma first, the Churu, one of those people, should bench. The Mavi Hilko said, no, Godel Mavar, even though the Godel, Afagav the Yoslip Soy, even though the Godel came at the end of the Sudu, but at least like the Durham we had before, when the Godel eats, the other people, not consider they finished the Sudu yet, so the Godel finished eating now, he's Mitzurf with them, it's Chalachiv Zimma now, and you're allowed to let the Godel Mavar. You don't have to go back to let one of the first people that start eating to be Mavarach.
In this case, what happens if he only eats, doesn't need to pay for his cross?
It's not called Nachilas. So it's another shot. It's not called Nachilas. The Torah where he ate something here. Nachilas cross is not called Nachilas.
They said there's pitrios and chicken.
Yes,
sir. Did he have bread?
What is Nachilas cross?
I mean,
the third person, I mean, yeah. That's not talking about the third person. The third person ate a Suda, that's they themselves, and the first two people continue eating. The third one ate bread now, he sat down to make a mitzvah, he wants to start with them. Shrashi Iker Sheb Suda, Echad Me Oysen Shoyi Betchilas HaSova. That was the Svara. Maybe you have to let bench the ones that were there at the beginning of the Suda. And he answered back, no, you'll have to let the God of Tvim Avorach. But so he says, "V'ilchus a godem avorach, a mi when my godem vayisu reshus the kotn avorach shapar kashkolim avorach mashmi odich." The godem wants to let somebody else bench, we'll let somebody else bench. And I tell you, that's saying today, but the lachetz brought down we had before an oirich. He's usually the one to bench because he'll give a bracha to the balabos. So we're talking about here this lachetz where there's no oirich. The case we have no special guest. But all the bnei beis, all the hamisha people by you, then is the need to let the godem be the avorach. Right, the Mishnah says, "Ochol demai." If you ate demai, still the chiyuv of zimun. For the Gemara, "Holei chazilei," you're not allowed to eat it. Yes, the Rashi, "Holei chazilei." For heavy law, birchas zimun habobi avera. This called like a brocha habobi avera. Well, see the pasuk says, "But tzeya berich nias Hashem." The person that steals something, when he eats it, he makes a brocha. It's an answerable brocha. It's nias Hashem. Hashem gets angry with it. Yamamar, hareisha gozel so shechitim. Somebody stole chitim. He's not supposed to make a bracha. It's a misazach. Person steals something and he eats it. He's not allowed. If he asks a shaila, should I make a bracha or not? Allah, you're not supposed to make a bracha. And something that's also if you teat, you have no let to teat it. You're not allowed to make a bracha on it. So because it is demai, which is pay which you bought from Amoritz, since from the rabboni, you're not allowed to eat it until you take off maestris. So how could you be mizam with him? You're not allowed to make a bracha on it. So Rashi, demai means chitim alakuchim yamoritz. So, midirabonin, you're not allowed to eat it without taking off meiser. And if you ate it, it's an iser. So, the koyal lochrej, you're not supposed to make a bracha on it. You don't have to bench either. Because since you don't have to bench, how can you even start with zimun? That's the way we hold the locha. If you eat something that's vade osatid, even though some yosim midirabonin, if you do some type of shuvah now before you're eating it, yes, kishalot, should I make a bracha? You're not supposed to make a bracha. It's called niyats. Only if you have a mokim pekuach nefesh, where you have a hetet to eat it, then you're allowed to make a bracha. But in the case if you have no head to it's also teenage, you don't make a bracha. So Kashrut is hard to make a zimun here. There's no bracha involved with the mind. And the Gemara, Kivon di boy maplo nichse. Since if he wants to become like an oni, he can be maplo rolls lechosin. And every oni, he'll become an oni, the chazile. And an oni is allowed to eat the mind. The tenan, machilom es aniyim the mind, we're allowed to give aniyim the mind to eat. The yesach sanoi the mind. Sanoi means the army. When the army comes to town, when you're mechuyif to feed them, you're allowed to give them the mind. V'yomer avunya tana besham yer eimachil masaniyim v'yasach snoi demai. That's what besham he holds. But we pass can you are allowed to give and only demai. So what's the pshat here? We'll soon see. So you're allowed to give him demai. So therefore, since everybody can make themselves into an oni, it's considered like it's chazile. Let's see Rashi this morrow. Ha'chanoi ha'zatrashi chayal shemelech. The army people, she'emotel al-bnei'ir, when they come into the city, it's a chiv upon everybody to feed them. L'zoyne b'shuvim m'machamti. When they come back having the war, you have to feed them. For Rehen Kaniyim. At that time, these army people are like aniyim. L'fi she'em b'loibim k'aymav. These soldiers are not at home now, they're like an oni. Is machilos nim demai. Why is it Rashi? D'roi v'amoretz maisum. It's midiraisa avadim it's mutatitis. Because we come on, Rova Morris all speaks of Meister, saying, Rechumra the Rabbonim Bialmu. It's not even a real Issam the Rabbonim. It's something like a Chumra. Metchila, don't eat this press until you take off Meister. But let's say you're an Oni, you have nothing else to eat, the Rabbonim will Matthew to eat it. And he has to feed the army people, the Rabbonim will Matthew to do it. Smell the Swari is also, if you eat it, it's not called eating an Issam. So therefore, it has to make a Brich of Zimun on it. Because it's not real Issam the Rabbonim, like Rashi says, it's only a Chumra Bialmu. So Metchila, you shouldn't eat it. But Luyitsu Yedit, it has to make you a bracha. So that's the Gemara saying, this is Svara. Since like you could become an Oni, and then it'll be right to you, so even though right now you're not an Oni, you weren't Makhbin Chosin. But this Isser is not such a Chomadik Isser. Because if it was a Chomadik Isser, you wouldn't be allowed to give it to an Oni. It's only a promise. Since you see you're allowed to give it to an Oni, it's right, it's only a Chumra Bialma. So this type of an Isser, that's the Chiddush and Mishnah, you're allowed to bench with him. By the Maitz Rishon Shnot the Trumosin. Next Chiddush is if the lady got the Maitz Rishon and he took off the truma from it, you could bench. For the Mara Pshita, Avada, the Maitz Rishon, the way we said it goes like this. First, when terrorists take off Truma Gedolah, you give to a Kohen. Then, 1/10 is Maitz, you give to a lady. The lady now takes off 1/10 of that and gives Trumas Maitz to the Kohen. So the Avimineh here is the Levi that got the Maisa took off the Trumas Maisa from what he received and gave it to a Kohen. So that's Mutter Gama from Teeth. It's Avada. For the Mabshita, you could bench with him. Avada, he's Mutter Teeth. He did what he's supposed to. And the Gemara, like Tzricha, Le Shekdimu, Bishibolim. The Chiddush was no. They didn't take off Truma Gedolah yet. When the Levi got this wheat, he got it to him Bishibolim when it was still in its stalks. So the locker is, there's not nechuyv in Truma Gedolah until you make it into a kri, until you take out the wheat and make it into a pile. That's called nigmar malachtoi. At that stage is a chiyah to give Truma Gedolah. Now let's say before it came to that stage, when the wheat was still in the stalks, you gave the whole stalk to Levi, there's a chiddush now, the Levi is not nechuyv to take off any more Truma Gedolah. Since when it got to the Levi, in the stage it wasn't nechuyv yet, even when the Levi makes it into a kri, there's no more chiyah Truma Gedolah. That's the chiddush. Now all the Levi took off was just Trumas Meiser. But he did not take off Truma Gedolah. As from this stalk of wheat, it was never taken off Truma Gedolah. The Yisrael gave the stalk of wheat straight to the Levi. So Hura, like some sheet this year, the Levi will be mechuyev now to take off a little bit, 1/50 year, to give to the Kohen of Truma Gedolah, and then take off Trumas Meiser. The Chiddush and Mishnahs we hold like Rav Abba that you don't have to take off Truma Gedolah. Ukra Rav Avua, the young Rav Avua Amar Rash Lakish, Maaser Rishon Shekdimu Bishibolim. If somebody gave Maaser Rishon in the stalks straight to the Levi, put them in Truma Gedolah. That's the Chiddush and Mishnah we hold like Rav Avua. He's put Shenema. The pasuk says, "Bari Maaser Menu Truma Hashem." We dash in Maaser Mina Maaser. That means Maaser Mina Maaser Matlecha. You want to take off Trumas Maaser for Maaser. For Loi Truma Gedolah Trumas Maaser Mina Maaser. You don't have to take off two things for Maaserishin. Maaserishin only has to take off Trumas Maaser, but not to take off two. That's the Chiddush. When the lady receives this wheat in the stalks, so really by him the Shviyachiv take off two things. First, take off Truma Gedolah, and then take off Trumas Maaser. That's the Ptur HaKro. The Torah always says there's only one Chiyuv. He never could have two Chiyuvim. That's the Chiddush and Mishnah. Behold, the Kabavua. That even though Truma Gedolah was not taken off, still he's allowed to eat it. Omalei Rapopal Abayi Hochi. That's Shan the Posik. That the Levi never has two Chiyuvim. Afilu Dimo Bekri. It was like even when the Yisrael gave the Levi, not in stalks, but he gave him a kri, gave him the wheat that was already made into piles. So even though there's already a chiv take of Truma Gedolah, but since the lady got it before the Truma Gedolah, the Chura should still be potter. Why are you saying on it the lady got it when it was in a stalk, like there was no chiv at all take of Truma yet, even if he got it later when it was made a kri? He should also have a chiv. He should also be potter. or Maleno, or Lech, or Makron. That the pasuk says, Mikol Meister Seichem Terinu. There's a rebuke. From all Meister, you have to take off Truma. So certain times the Levi does have a chiyuv to take off.